Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Now, before we go this morning, we've just time for an Easter reflection from writer and theologian John Scally. Here are John's memories of Easter as drawn from his recent collection, Inspiration for All Seasons.
I'd say that my most vivid memory of Easter goes back to when I was 19 years of age. So that particular Easter morning, I got up in the middle of the night and I walked down the fields with my flash lamp. And I was kind of shocked to discover that one of our sheep was in great distress because she was trying to give birth. But my heart sunk because I could see from the angle of the lamb's head that it was going to be an incredibly difficult birth. And to be honest, I really think there was no chance of getting the lamb out alive. It was pitch dark, and I was aware all around me there was this wall of sound because there seemed to be about 100 birds in the background somewhere, and they were all singing loudly, the most raucous noise I'd ever actually heard. After a while, I could sense that the dawn was about to break and that the darkness was receding. And then finally, the dawn did actually break and the sun rose. And I was stunned because immediately the birds stopped singing. And there was total silence. And it just struck me that actually this silence was the best response to the wonder of the miracle of the new day. After about a few minutes, they started to sing again. But this time it was soft and gentle, like a heavenly choir. And again, it kind of struck me that, oh my gosh, this is such a privilege. It's kind of like a moment of grace because I'm hearing probably the first music that was ever actually made through these birds singing. All life was simplified. Subtle tones were resonating with ancient harmonies. And somehow these birds were responding in the most powerfully theological way to the birth and the miracle of the new day. But I couldn't let myself concentrate too much on those esoteric kind of ideas because the lamb still had to be born. So continued on, and eventually the lamb came out. And to my great delight, within a few minutes, the lamb was up and walking, and the mother was absolutely delighted. So I had this new happy family right in front of me. But that particular Easter morning, I felt that I had had my own real Easter miracle just for me. A warmth flew through my body like a sliding sun-dappled river. But I really kind of felt that I had gained a great insight into the whole drama of the Easter story. And I think what I discovered for the first time was that Easter is a time when things that we think of as completely opposite somehow magically coalesce so that darkness yields to light. Despair yields to hope. And most incredibly of all, death gives way to new life. And then my final, I suppose, memory of Easter goes back to last Easter Sunday. I'm sure everyone remembers it was a time when we were all still trying to make sense of this new horrific pandemic. And I'm sure for many people like myself, we're really scared by the images from Italy in particular. Convoys of lorries with hundreds of coffins going to God knows where. And of course, the fear was that this would be what would happen to us at home here in Ireland. The country's best known singer, Andrea Bocelli, decided that he was going to give a concert on Easter Sunday in the famous cathedral in Milan. And he was going to call it the Music of Hope. I was one of the 3.4 million people that Easter Sunday who tuned in live to his YouTube channel to watch the concert. And the concert began not with him singing, but actually with footage of the streets of Milan. And it was just so shocking because there was literally not a single person moving, not a soul to be seen or a sound to be heard. And then the cameras went in to the inside of this beautiful, magnificent, huge cathedral. And again, it seemed completely empty. But finally, the cameras panned in on the front of the altar rails. And there, standing on his own, was Andrea Bocelli. And he started to sing. And within 20 minutes, I could feel myself, the darkness receding all around me. And for the first time in a few weeks, I had felt the experience of hope. And over the last year, I've remembered that concert many times, particularly thinking of the really dark days of January and February. And as a way of kind of coping with all the bad news, I often find myself playing Andrea Bocelli, singing the song Panis Angelicus from that concert. That song has been part of my life for as long as I can remember at religious ceremonies. And I'd never actually realized that the words Panis Angelicus mean the bread of the angels. And actually the song is kind of a spiritual version, I suppose, of something like You'll Never Walk Alone. But each time I listen to that song, I find it an amazing grace because of the sweet sound of the beauty and the power and the majesty of Andrea Bocelli's voice. But each time when I surrender myself to the music, I hear very faintly the gentle, sweet, soft whisperings of hope.
Andrea Bocelli from Milan Cathedral on Easter Sunday last year, as chosen by my guest this morning, John Scott.